Finding Trey Lamb can sometimes mean going way off the beaten path, over low water river crossings and through pastures on the rockiest little road my poor tires have ever struggled with.
Oh, come on, car.
Lamb is the executive director of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission. I find him on the bank of the Blue River, a stunning, clear river that winds through south central Oklahoma near Tishomingo.
We do things with farmers and ranchers and landowners to modify their practices, maybe their grazing or their fertilization, and that improves the quality of water. This water here actually flows all the way down to the city of Durant, where they use that for their drinking water source, their sole water source.
The Conservation Commission's work includes monitoring pollution from agricultural sources and maintaining over 2,000 flood control dams across the state that protect life and property. It takes a large staff to do the job, but budget cuts have taken their toll over the last few years.
And so we've gone from a high of 170 employees all through the decade from 2000 to 2010, and now we're down to 109 employees.
So the fact that Lamb's agency is getting an 8% budget increase sounds like great news.
They did set aside specifically $1 million, and that $1 million allows us to access federal funds that are already in place in Oklahoma to rehabilitate, renovate our high-hazard flood control structures. These are dams that hold back floodwaters.
The $1 million from the state allows access to federal funding that could otherwise disappear. But that million can only be used for the Conservation Commission's dam program. If you look beyond that, the rest of the agency's budget received a cut.
But when you know what makes up those numbers, we took a $333,000 reduction to our general operating fund. So we took about the same cut as other agencies, the 4.8 to 5% cut.
That'll mean more staff reductions and fewer people to do water quality monitoring and work with farmers and ranchers to keep water clean. It's kind of a hidden cut. Gary Fleming is part of the meeting between the Conservation Commission and the Nature Conservancy, which purchased this stretch of land along the river to promote its effort to educate the public about pollution prevention.
I'm with the Conservation Commission, and I work in a program called Blue Thumb. We work with volunteers who do water quality monitoring across the state.
Fleming says as the effects of budget cuts compound over the years, the agency is relying more and more on volunteers concerned about the preservation of clean water.
So every month, the volunteers go out and do a water chemistry test. So they're checking nutrients, they're checking chloride, they're checking temperature, pH, checking for phosphorus, those kinds of things.
And it's not as easy as running down to the creek and collecting a bottle full of water.
They also do a site assessment of their creek, so they're looking for trash. Every one of our volunteers takes trash bags with them, and sometimes more than one, because it takes more than one trash bag, unfortunately, to fill it up at their creek site. And then they go back to their home and they conduct those tests. They turn that data in.
Fleming says volunteers supply pretty much the only data the state has about the health of the stream's Blue Thumb monitors, and many more volunteers are needed. And the Conservation Commission wasn't the only agency to receive a hidden cut. The state's agriculture department appears to have been given a 5.25% increase. But all of that new money is going to Oklahoma State University Extension, which is funded through the Ag Department and is important to agriculture and natural resource education. But the rest of the agency can't touch that money and is taking a similar cut as the Conservation Commission. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.